possibly have heard me greet you before, or the really now thousands who've listened to us over the time, as Greg Lacamelli and I have worked together with the blessing of the rest of the Mountain community to do podcasts, reaching out frequently and sharing reflections, prayerful reflections from our Franciscan and gospel tradition, to help people come alive, to come to see and hear and realize the world around them and within them. This journey with Greg and I began in telling stories and finding other storytellers really over almost 20 years ago when I was on a sabbatical and I began to do reflections at Greg's urging, which always encouraged me to write. And with that, I began to record them, send them back to Michelle Marcellin. They were transcribed. Greg received them. I believe this is the process that we followed and shaped up different processes until eventually they were posted on what then was the Mountain website. Now, Greg will do his own add-on here because he and I are in dialogue from the beginning on all of this. And this is a dialogue between the two of us, isn't it, Greg?
Absolutely, Dan. From those first reflections in California to the first podcast that we did in 2011 to your first Instagram post. It's been a wonderful journey to be on and looking forward to the next phases of that as we gather here as this Mountain Media Evangelization Forum.
We've shared this journey and it's a wonderful one and many of us have been on it. You maybe already have been involved with us in another media adventure. Joe Catula and I were out on a sabbatical trip. Mine, he joined me, and we were in Death Valley. And this is sort of a transitional story. While we were about to head out into the desert of Death Valley, I drew aside to a little picnic table to complete a reflection recorded on the phone I had then and be able to send it back east before we lost transmission and headed into what was then considered a dead area. You and I live in a world that's been dealing with death. Death around us, possibly death near you. Pray God not too near, and we pray for health for everyone now. And we know in other ways there's been movements that have been deadly in our world as it wants to come alive again and again through our efforts and the blessing of God and the good news of Jesus Christ, which calls us all to a new way of life, to come and see what God offers us together. The beautiful thing about media and storytellers is that together, through various media, we can convey the story that is full of hope. Francis kissed death when he kissed a leper. And you and I, in some way, are in a time when, in the midst of death, many of the Mountain communities took a big kiss at the time and said, let's do something about this. Moving more and more into Zoom, beyond meetings, into evenings and afternoons and streaming media events, we have been involved with thousands of people, hundreds at a time, sometimes 30 and 50. It's never about the numbers. It's always about the life that comes to us, and we want to share, to know and share the story and to find now the storytellers. We've gathered here soon on a Zoom with each other, a forum about Franciscan media from the Mountain, to share ways in which we're telling stories through media, and as storytellers to continue to grow clearer about what the story is we're telling, to find a central place within our lives as we draw together the many different efforts we have to commonly own and know we are held by a loving and living God. It's truly amazing that over this time, we have grown to reach out in so many different ways from a little hilltop in Allegheny County. So besides people who are going to help us, we probably need new means to accomplish this, new practical ways in which we might go forward, and also the materials, resources to do that. But the first thing with all things is, what's the story, Morning Glory? What's the very spirit that calls you alive? What is that that's overcoming death in you and I right now that we want the world to know about? We may see it in a simple drift of snow this time of year, or a flower blossoming in the springtime, or a child's smile. It may have been in a passage of Scripture, or the wonderful experiences we've had from our chapel, or now in homes, mountain homes, when people have gathered and witnessed to the Word, sharing in conversatio from places where they live.
As Father Dan said, our invitation is one of both reflection and progress. For the last decade or so, we've been sharing words, images, and prayers on a variety of platforms, including podcasts, Instagram, our website, print newsletters, and various videos. We've experienced a wonderful sense of building awareness of our mountain life through these tools, as the tools themselves have expanded and changed, and as we've attracted more people following us. We had been moving in a direction of more digital ministry outreach, but COVID-19 accelerated those efforts. Over the past year, we've made all things new, like our mission statement calls us, to live stream prayer services, share Lectio Divina video sessions with the friars, and overall expand our footprint in this great time of need for so many. As Father Dan mentioned, though, we're being called to share even more, but in deeper and coordinated ways, which is why we're convening us together in this way. As we look at our mountain lives in the mirror, how can we put that mirror down and not necessarily focus on mountain corporate messages about our way of life, but rather, how do we more boldly go into the marketplace with the gospel message? The mountain itself can serve as a canvas, but in what ways can we pivot our efforts to focus more on the good news? As we move into this time together, we invite you to dream with us about sharing the gospel in the marketplace, like Franciscans are called to do.
Let's you and I find new ways to share this with one another as we move further into conversation, and as Greg joins in this one with me, as we further, with Mike Fent's help and Brother Kevin Crissos and others, to organize our efforts at Mountain Media, Evangelization in a New Age, to join with Jesus Christ to make all things new.
I could change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place. With my own two hands, make it a kinder place. With my own two hands, with my own two hands. I could bring peace on earth with my own two hands. I could clean up the earth with my own two hands. And I could reach out to you with my own.